This week, Edna Manley College wraps up a successful Founders Week. Stay tuned as we uncover this week's arts page.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The curtains are coming to a close on what has been an eventful week of activities at the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts as the institution celebrated its Founders Week under the theme Founders Keepers, Embracing Our Inheritance. Every year since 2010, the college has dedicated a week in March to the observance, starting with a Thanksgiving service. National hero Marcus Garvey says a people without the knowledge of their history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots, and Edna has no plans to forget its roots. Principal Dr. Nicolene DeGrasse Johnson says Founders Week serves to enlighten current students about the college's origins and work, as well as the history of the institution. She notes that as an alumna, she too has benefited from the school's strong foundation.
I just want to encourage our next generation, those who are currently students of the Edna Manley College or faculty, staff, that we have a rich history and we really should truly keep the tradition of who we are and what we do as being excellent in the visual and performing arts and now embracing arts management.
Founders Week activities included the opening of the Visual Arts Faculty Exhibition Showcase and Research Day in the Arts. College orator Dr. Amina Blackwood Meeks led the day's proceedings, fielding questions and providing answers. Dr. Meeks notes that research in the arts is important for maintaining the country's cultural identity.
Cultural systems create genuine, authentic worlds that are experienced as real, whether you like it or not. So research in the arts is therefore one way of maintaining our authenticity. Our work, all of us who come to serve thee with our talents and bring our gifts to thee, our work should be informed ultimately by our vision of where we place ourselves in Vision 2030, and the contribution of those things in which we are involved. So if it can't make a contribution, disinvolve yourself.
There was also a panel discussion featuring current and past students who use their art for social upliftment.
You know how they have good behavior in prison, so it does help accredited like educational programs as well, where persons that participate in these programs, accreditation. And also it helps with good behavior because it does, the whole arts program assists with also their behavioral attitude.
Other activities included a gender and development lecture and an International Women's Day event dubbed Electric Boogie, celebrating women in the arts. Founded in 1950, Edna Manley College started out as the Jamaica School of Art, founded by renowned artist, the late Edna Manley. It was later expanded to include musical studies in 1962 by noted musician Vera Moody. The institution grew thereafter, incorporating the Jamaica National School of Drama, founded by members of the Little Theatre Movement, Henry and Greta Fowler, in the early 1970s, and then the Jamaica School of Dance, founded by the National Dance Theatre Company. The group of schools was eventually renamed the Cultural Training Center in 1976 and then the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts in 1995. Founders Week activities will close tonight with the opening of the School of Drama's production Belly Woman at the Dennis Scott Studio Theater. Before we go, the Kingston Book Festival ends this weekend with a book fair on Sunday, March 11 at the Hope Gardens Bandstand Gazebo at 10 a.m. The event is free and open to the public and will come to a close at 6 p.m. Visit the Kingston Book Festival's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages for more details. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.